Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, I'll tell you, we rejoice because God woke us up this morning. He started us on this glorious way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And thank God he did. And I pray that so far that you have a blessed day. I know many of you are just getting up, and I hope that you're having a great day. precious. Boy, I tell you what, early in the morning when you hear that song, boy, it'll get your day going real good, because the Bible says if you call on the name of Jesus, for we know there's power in his name. And I tell you what, I love that song. Oh, how precious, because he is a precious God. Well, let me say one more time, I want to greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And boy, I tell you, that song got me excited already. Right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, Oh, How Precious. And boy, join me tomorrow. Don't forget to join me tomorrow. I will be here 7:30 a.m. in the morning. 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And also, I will be giving my inspirational message. Also today, I will be giving my inspirational message. I believe in encouraging people. I believe that there are many people that are going through so many things, and there are many people that's going through hard times, but we know for a fact that the Bible says that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he has the power to bring us out of every situation. And you hear me quote this every time on my radio station, on Blog Talk Radio, on Old School 1029. And I always say this: is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. He is God. I'll tell you something, there is power, because God has the power to bring you out of any situation. I say good morning to you, and I pray that you're having a blessed morning. And tell you what, if you get that song, Oh, How Precious, and you keep listening to it, and you hear that song and hear what he is, Jesus, he's a healer. He's a way maker. He will never leave you nor forsake. And I tell you, that will get your day started. And we thank God, because God is a good God. And guess what? He is worthy to be praised. Let me tell you, there ain't nobody on this earth that I know that deserves the glory, the honor, and the praise. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice.
Yes, 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 yes. Hey, Glory. Boy, I tell you what, these songs are getting me fired up right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, Celebration Medley. And of course, I love that last, I love all of it. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. And then that last part, in the name of Jesus, I have the victory. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and 57, 58 verse, it tells us, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have the victory. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how things seem in life. God told us that he gave us the victory. And according to Numbers 23:19, he said he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it. If God said it, you can take it to the bank. And I'll tell you what, I'm taking that to the bank. And what am I taking to the bank? I'm taking to the bank that he gave me the victory and he made me a winner. The end result is I am a winner. That means if I'm going through something and I can't see myself coming out of it, I can know without one shadow of a doubt that we may adore for a night. But guess what? Joy is coming in the morning, and this is your morning time. And I pray that as you listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, that you'll be encouraged. Let me encourage you also that if you desire prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The prayer line is always open to pray for you and to believe God for your miracle. For the Bible says if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the Bible said he will do it for them. Well, our prayer line is always open. And let me just give you that number here. And not only do I want to give you a number, but it's a new number. And that telephone number is 803-766-0305. That's 803-766-0335. You can call that prayer line. Someone will pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made. And today I declare over your life that you have the victory in every circumstances of your life and everything you're going through. You are a winner. Do you believe it? If you believe it, somebody say amen and amen.
I've got another yes, Lord.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God. praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. Well, the scripture did says in 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter and the 18th verse, in everything to give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you, that means, you know, when it says everything, that means even when you don't know what to do, and your back is against the wall, you still give God thanks. Every praise is to our God. Well, it's time for my inspirational message, and I want to stick on that celebration medley. And the last song that was sang was, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, because it's only in his name. See, I have no victory outside of the name of Jesus. Now, I can try to have victory. Now, I might get victories in certain areas, but I'm talking about if you really want to see victory in your circumstances, you really want to see victory in your finances, you really want to see victory in every part of your life, remember these words. Victory is only found in the name of Jesus. God is fighting your battles, arranging things in your favor, and making a way, even when you don't see a way. You know why? Because he gave you the victory. And because he has given you the victory, he's already fighting your battles. He already arranging things in your favor. See, the end result of what you're going through is you are a winner. Now, you might not feel like a winner. You might not look like a winner. You might feel down and out, and you say, I don't feel that. You don't have to feel it, because it ain't by no feeling. It's by what God says. And I like that saying that said, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. Let me tell you, when God says something, see, God sees us totally different from what we see ourselves. That's why you got to keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. Take your eyes off of your circumstances, and remember this, that God is fighting your battle. He's arranging things in your favor, and he's making a way even when you don't see it. When it don't look like nothing is happening, because he gave you the victory, and because victory is in his name, God will come through for you. You have nothing you have nothing to worry about. God will come through for you. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, it says, look, I am Adonai, the God of every living creature. Is there anything too hard for me? Well, we already said that earlier, that there ain't nothing no problem, no situation that you go through that God can't bring you out of. But you get to remember, you have the victory in the name of Jesus. So if I should talk about something, I want to focus on, in the name of Jesus, you have the victory. Because I can say you have the victory, but what kind of victory do you have? You have it in his name, because of his name. Because there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, only by the name of Jesus. And there is power in his name. So when I say I have victory in his name, that tells me that he already put his approval on the victory. And anything God puts his approval on, you can take it to the bank, because it's going to happen. Failure will never overtake you if you're determined to succeed. Failure will never overtake you if your determination to succeed is greater enough. In other words, you will never have to worry about failing if your determination is greater to succeed, not to stay where you're at. Sometimes people say, yeah, I know, I don't want to stay in here. Well, you got to act like you want to come out. You can't allow anything to cause you to have failure. You can't allow anything to cause you not to have determination to succeed and get the thing that God has for you, and see God bring you out of that situation. What does it take to be a champion? Number one, it takes a desire. It takes dedication. It takes determination. You got to be willing, have a desire to win. And not only a desire to win, but be dedicated in being a winner. Determination is when you get to the point where you don't know what to do and how and who to turn to. You get to be like Abraham. The Bible says, who against hope, he believed in hope that he may become the father of many nations. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his body being dead, nor the deathness of Sarah's womb, but he was strong in his faith, giving glory to God. And let me tell you something, you grab hold to a desire to win, to be a champion. Grab hold to the desire to be dedicated, to have a dedication to it, determination to do it. Because God has made you a winner. I want to tell those that are going through problems and situations, remember, you might go through dark valleys. There might be times when you just don't know what to do, but just remember that God gave you the victory, even in your physical body. Somebody say, I've been going through a lot of sickness, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Trust God. Remember what he says. The end result is that you are a winner. No, failure is not an option. Failing and quitting is not an option. Amen. Grab hold to the strength of God. See, the Holy Spirit is the one who brings strength to you when you don't have the will to go on any longer. Ask him, Lord, give me the strength. When the Apostle Paul was going through his problem and situation, and the Bible said he went through this affliction, and he asked the Lord to remove it. And he asked him twice, and he heard this word, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in the time of weakness. And in your time of dark valleys, in your time of going through things, your financial problems or situations, you remember these words. The end result is you are a winner, and you have victory. Victory belongs to you because Jesus' name. Because of Jesus' name, you have the victory. And not only do I have the victory because it's in his name, but because I belong to God. Oh, that sounds good when you say, belongs to God. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I want to encourage you that whatever you're going through, whatever the problem, the situation, whatever you are trying to accomplish in life, remember what the Word of God says to you, that He gave you the victory, and the end result is you are a winner. I pray that what I have said have encouraged you somewhat. And if you're going through something and you can't see your way, remember that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And when you don't know what to do and who to turn to, and you don't know how your future is going to come out, remember these words: His power in the name of Jesus, because He put His approval on that victory. And that victory said, you are a winner. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what people say about you. I don't care how you feel about yourself. Low self-esteem. So many people have low self-esteem about themselves. Regardless of how you see yourself, God sees you different than how you see yourself. You are a winner. You have the victory. Stand up. If you're feeling down, get up and brush yourself off. You are a champion. You might not look like it. Oh, I don't feel like it. You're right. I don't feel like it. I can't see that. Well, you got to see it. Amen. Open your eyes and look in the mirror. Go in the mirror and look at yourself in that mirror and tell yourself, even if you don't feel it, look at yourself in that mirror and say, I am a winner. God made me a champion. I'm coming through this, and I'm going to be not in this same spot again, because God has given me the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I pray that this has been a blessing to you. This is Pastor Kenneth Morgan's inspirational message right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show.
Tim, you all know this.
There is no way
that I can live.
Made my body. since Jesus came into my life. He brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came, oh, to my life, He set my soul free, saved my soul, and He made me whole, and He gave me victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Legault.
Since Jesus came into my life, He gave me a brand new song. Since Jesus came into my life, I place Him second to none. Save my soul.
He saved my soul.
And He made me whole.
I know He did.
Gave me the victory.
He gave it to me too. Yeah, yeah.
Since He came in.
I got a little.
This question. In the Revelations chapter 3, the Bible says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man shall hear my voice and open up their door, I will come in and I will sup with him." And that scripture tells us something. It tells us that Jesus want to have fellowship with you. He want to have fellowship with you. Not only does he want to have fellowship with you, but the Bible clearly says that he is knocking. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And anytime someone knocks on your door, it's because they're trying to get the attention of the person that's inside the house. Sometimes God has a way in allowing things to happen to let us know that he's trying to get our attention. You ever hear people say, "Lord, if you just get me out of this, I will do whatever you tell me to do," and God get them out of it, and they don't do nothing that they said. It's just like people when the New Year's come, they make all these New Year's resolutions, and 3 months later, they go back to the same thing they was doing before they made that promise. Somebody said, "If you get me out of this," well, he was trying to get your attention, and you ignore the attention. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." God is calling you. He's knocking at your door, trying to get your attention. And what he's trying to say to you is, according to John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." See, Jesus, he died on the cross. His blood because of one thing, because he desired to have a relationship with you. So you say, "Wait a minute, you tell me he went through all this just to have a relationship with us?" Yes. He loves you. And let me tell you something, it feels a whole lot better when you know somebody loves you. Going through this world without anybody ever telling you that they love you. When you thought everybody else loved you and they turned their back on you and they don't want to have nothing to do with you, Jesus stands there and said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you just open up." In other words, if you just open your heart up and let me in. All he want to do is have a relationship with you. Now, I didn't ask you, did you go to church? See, going to church is part of your relationship, but that doesn't give you a relationship. See, when you go to somebody's house, let's say you go down the street to one of your neighbor's house. You are not a family member, but you go there, and then when you walk in the house, you respect their house because of one reason. It's because you don't live there, because you don't have any rights. But when you start living in that house, you have rights. And in John chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, "To them that received him, to them he gave the power, the ability to become the sons of God." How did they have that ability, that right? Because to them that received him, to them that opened up their heart and allowed God to come into their heart to have relationship with them. God want to have a relationship with you. And the relationship, what he's asking to have with you, is for you to give your life to him. "Lord, I give my life to you. Lord, I will serve you. I will live for you." As that song said, he bring change. Song said, I have been changed since Jesus came into my life. The question is, somebody said, "Well, Jesus is already in my life." Well, how do you know he's in your life? By what you say or by the relationship that you have? And here go the question. How many people have a relationship with a woman or a man that do anything they want? If you're married, you can't do anything you want. You're in relationship with her. There are boundaries and things that you just don't do. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that God has boundaries too. He has things that he wants us to do, and he has things that he don't want us to do. Because when you care about somebody, when you love somebody, you ain't going to want to do it anyhow. Nobody have to tell you not to do it. It's when you're in love with the person, you want to do things to please them. So God said, I want to have a relationship with you. I want you to give your life to me and let me lead you and guide you to where you need to go in your life. He says, behold, I have plans for you, saith the Lord. God got plans. But in that plan, sometimes we forget God in the plan. Most times when we want God is when we can't do it ourselves and when we really need him. And how many of y'all know that somebody that come to you when they need you, what do you say? They're using you. Don't come over here. Why are you coming down? You know, when I needed you, you wasn't there. Well, God says to you, I want to have a relationship with you. And the Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knocking at your door of your heart. Open up your heart. Let God in. He said, if you allow me to come in, I'll stay with you. That means he want to have fellowship with you. How do you have fellowship with God? See, when you're in a relationship, there are some things that you must do to keep that relationship. Number one rule of any relationship is communication. If you don't have no communication, guess what happened? You ain't going to have no relationship. Well, you have to have communication with God. How do I do that? Praying. I'm not talking about praying over your dinner and pray before you go to bed. I'm talking about having quality time when you go in and talk to him. You know, not only do you have fellowship with him, but now you got to learn about him. Anybody that's in a relationship want to know about the person. Well, you know, it's easy to get it twisted. Well, I know God. Well, how do you know God? By what somebody told you? Or do you know him personally? Well, I didn't know I could know God personally. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, that's why he want to have a relationship with you. Want you to give your life to him and serve him. Well, let me say this to you. If you're listening to me today and you do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't ask you, did you go to church? Thank God you go to church. I didn't ask you, was you baptized in water? Thank God for baptism in water. But there's more to it than that. It's saying to the Lord, Lord, I give you my life. I will serve you. The Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to have a relationship with God. How are you going to go to somebody's house? Heaven is where God lives. How can you go there and don't want to have a relationship with the one who owns where you're trying to go? Hey, glory. He loves you and he cares for you. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and you desire to have that relationship with him, if you done tried everything and everything failed, try Jesus. I want to you to repeat this prayer after me. This is for everybody that don't have a relationship with the Lord and you want to be sure that you have a relationship with him. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I ask you to forgive me from all my sin. Wash me in your blood. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. God, I give you my life. I will serve you the rest of my days. I believe that you died on the cross and you shed your blood and that you rose again the third day for me. Lord, I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I want to have a relationship with you. Repeat that. I want to have a relationship with you. I give you my life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's play that song one more time.
since Jesus came into my life. He brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came to my life, He set my soul free. And gentlemen, Mr. Joe Legon.
Since Jesus came into my life, He gave me a brand new song. Since Jesus came into my life, I place Him second to none. Save my soul.
He saved my soul.
And He made me whole.
I know He did.
Gave me the victory.
He gave it to me too. Yeah.
Since He came in.
I gotta know.
Relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, he brings change to your life. And let me tell you, there's some of you that's listening to me right now need some change. You've been going through the same stuff over and over again. Somebody say, you know what, I just need a change. Well, why won't you check your spiritual life and see, do you need a change spiritually? Maybe it's time for you to give God your life and to serve him. You know, he stands at the door and knock at the door of your heart. And all he's asking you to let me in and have fellowship with you. Let me be the one that loves you and guides you and leads you. Let me be the one that will be your father when all everybody else and your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will lift you up. I will be there with you always, even until the end of the world. Let me say now, if you desire prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. That telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. I pray that what we have said today will bring change to your life. See, we believe that the Word of God has a powerful effect that can change your life. I believe that. All you got to do is accept what it says. And if you accept what it says, it'll bring change to your problems, your situation, and your whole entire life. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. My time is almost up here, and I want to play this song as we get ready to prepare to leave here this morning. Don't forget now to join me tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. in the morning. I'll be here 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and I will be giving my inspirational message to minister to those that may be going through and those that are looking for an answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond. Come on.
Well, my time is up here. I want to leave you with this prayer. Father, I thank you for each person that have been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I pray, God, that every person that may be going through something, let them know that victory is in the name of Jesus, that you have given us your approval on the victory. God, every person that may be going through something, let them know without one shadow of a doubt that you are able to bring them out of the situation. Is there anything too hard for you, Lord? There ain't nothing too hard for you to do. And I pray that you touch and minister to each one of them, those that are sick. I pray that you would touch and heal them. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would do a new thing in their lives. Father, we thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Until tomorrow, may God bless you.
words to say. The Lamb was slain for the sins of the world. We adore.
Be silent.